In 1988, not only did Tulsa win the NCAA championship, but that's when Melissa was playing as a team member?
Yep, she was a senior.
So she was part of that team, and she won the individual championship.
That was a storybook situation. To have your team win, to have Melissa win, I was honored with Coach of the Year at NCAA. Parents were there. It was just beautiful.
Talk to us about introducing golf to Melissa. Did you put a putter in her hand at 3 months, or how did that begin?
When I would go out and practice, when she was little, I'd put her in the cart with a little kitty seat. And then she got older and be on the driving range where I could see her. And one day she had grabbed a stick from a little tree. She'd swing it. Now, she's probably 3, 4, something like that. Perfect little golf swing. Just perfect little baseball grip. And she's mimicking what I'm doing. And then just let her play around with it. As she got older, it was obvious that this young lady had some natural abilities. She'd always been hand-eye coordinated anyway, you know, catching a ball and that kind of stuff. And that's how that got started. This is at Cedar Ridge. Gordon Small was the assistant pro at Cedar Ridge. And he took Melissa on. I did not ever want to teach her to play. I wanted her to, you know, get away from mom. He was wonderful with her. Again, the simplicity, like learning how to read a green. How was the puck going to go? And he said, now, if you were a drop of water, where would you run to? And that made sense to her, the little girl. She just got better and better and better. And she was like me, because that's where all the kids, the guys were. You know, as she got older, she said,
Right.
But she was good, and she was a great coach.
What about Kathy? Did she take up golf at all? Was she interested?
Oh, yeah. Kathy could hit the ball out of sight. She hit it so far. But Kathy was also into drama and stage. She could get up on a stage or a debate and just knock you over. And her interests were there. She loved to play golf. She laughs and giggles and could care less about, you know, there's a wonderful golf swing. But it was fun. And when, oh my gosh, when the two of them go on the golf course together, it's hysterical. But she doesn't play that much. But she is, oh, she's a beautiful little performer.
So I can see you, Melissa, and Kathy, threesome there on the golf course. Did that happen, and did they beat you?
Yeah, we played together, because I can't play anymore. But yeah, we played, and we laughed and giggled. Yeah, I enjoyed playing with Melissa because she would listen. She would listen to course management. She's very good with course management. And we have a deal now that she'll call me and say, listen to this and tell me what you think. And she'll tell me a situation, whether it be a player or a hole or whatever. What do you think? And I'd tell her what I think, and she'd take some of it and some of it she wouldn't, you know. And that's the way our relationship is as far as the golf team at Auburn, or wherever she was. Kathy and I live together, and we have a town place in Florence Park. Kathy is just fabulous.
What did Kathy go on to do?
Kathy was a travel agent for Williams for many years. She did all the executive travel for them, and then the outdoors. She decided that a lot of stress in that. If the weather changed, she'd have, you know, it's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And she said, I want to do something that I really enjoy. And she is a nail tech and just adores it, as making a delightful living and is having the time of her life. I laughed at her and said, okay. Here you're taking care of mom. And I said, mom. And I started calling myself a large toddler. So she takes care of her large toddler and her two big dogs.